Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy Reid might be ending on a heater. I understand they're 0-2 right now, but in general, he's winning titles at the end, whereas Belichick wasn't. Another name that's part of this convo that we've never really talked about, at least according to Colin Cowherd, is how about Jim Harbaugh? Listen to his argument about Harbaugh being the greatest coach of all time.
Football's different. There's the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and then there's the College Football Hall of Fame. But I was thinking this morning that if you combined it like basketball, And it was just, there was a football Hall of Fame. You could count college and pro. I would make an argument today. The greatest coach in the history of football is not Bill Belichick or Bill Walsh or Vince Lombardi. It's Jim Harbaugh, the greatest coach ever. Think about this. He's never failed. He's 5-for-5 at San Diego, Stanford, San Francisco 49ers, Michigan, and the Chargers. He's never failed. Saban and Urban, unbelievable college legends, struggled in the NFL. He's also not tied to a single player. What's Belichick without Brady? Not great. The only person that kind of compares to him is Jimmy Johnson.
So I actually think he makes some good points. I think there's some points that are very, very strong.
He didn't fail anywhere.
He hasn't failed anywhere, and it's true. He does not have the quarterback attached to him that you say, oh, this is why he had successes at him or the quarterback. Those are strong points. The one part he leaves out, though, that I think has to always be factored in, the same way it is, at least with part of your opinion, not everything, but part of your opinion with Belichick, and that is, hey, Harbaugh has been caught and punished for cheating while coaching.
Yes.
In a serious way. Now, the title, as we discussed at the time, it's not like the title gets stripped away from his record or anything, but we also know there's cheating allegations around his career. That, to me, kind of hurts your case to be the greatest of all time.
And also, just like,
come on,
you're asking me to weigh it in a very weird way. So championships have to matter when we have the greatest of all time debates. Mm-hmm. They have to matter some. And again, the Bill Russell versus some of the others era also matters, and when you're able to win it, right? If you're playing in the 30s and you can just win title after title after title after title, and there's no safeguards, right? I care less about the Yankees titles in the 30s when, like,
sure,
you know, the league wasn't integrated and a million other things, right? Tough on Saban. Saban wasn't a total. He wasn't. Let's not lump him in with Urban Meyer in the NFL. Saban was a 500 coach in the NFL and won 7 national championships at 2 different programs.
Sure.
And he's not tied to a single player either. So if I'm combining both,
but we're having the greatest of all time combo. Yeah. And so he needed to have more NFL success, right?
Maybe, but like, what is Harbaugh's NFL success? He doesn't have an NFL title. He's coached in 1 Super Bowl.
And that's far more than what Saban in the NFL.
I know, but like, that's not enough to discount 5 national championships.
Yeah,
you know,
someone's
like,
saying, what has he done it with the Chargers? Remember, he coached the 49ers as well.
So somebody brings up...
No, you do. I'm just saying the texter.
Somebody brings up the ultimate point. I think the one person who actually could challenge him and might actually be better in this conversation is Pete Carroll.
He's done the exact same thing.
Yeah, and except for he's won the Super Bowl.
He's won actually, the Super Bowl and has won an actual...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... and
one.
Yeah. I think if you wanted to use the example, I think Pete Carroll actually is the example that that Colin Cowherd should be using if he wants to take this route of success.
You're probably going to hate this. And I'll just tell you, like, Gold, there's plenty of arguments like we mentioned before on the other side as well. You know what the single biggest problem I have with this is that I think coaching college is easier. I think it's way, way, way easier. I don't think it's about being a coach. You can have the advantages you have coaching in college at play. And I know he won at San Diego State, but he didn't, you know, like, but like the advantages you have coaching at USC, coaching at Michigan, you are infinitely instantly better than 98% of all colleges. Your roster's better. Your team's better. You don't have to like negotiate a cap or coach better. It's just, it's easier to coach.
You know how many college coaches have gone to the NFL because they think college is too hard?
I think coaching in college
is to give you a direct example, Jeff Hafley, who's the DC at Green Bay, quit mid-season because he thought coaching in the NFL was easier because it was only about coaching. If you're a coach in college, you have to deal with recruiting and meetings and traveling the country, trying to get money in NIL. And then you also have to coach.
Isn't coaching. Getting NIL money,
that's part of the job, Cody.
It is absolutely part of being a coach.
Yeah, if your argument is that, hey, if you're at Michigan versus another school, you have more resources, therefore it makes
way more.
Okay, if that's your argument, I get it. But I'm with Drew on the idea, though, like the argument that it's just on game day, that's all you do, that's all that accounts for, is not true
at all.
That's
why people love the NFL, is because it's only coaching. I don't have to worry about any of the other crap.
I think there's pros and cons to both, obviously, and why one coach won the other. But I do agree with Drew on the point of recruiting is a huge part of the job. And now I would actually argue coaching now is tougher than it was 10 years ago in college.
Which doesn't have Harbaugh in this argument.
Because this is why programs are hiring GMs. Because now the coach, they're trying to make it to where the coach doesn't have to manage the cap, essentially, of NIL. But there are coaches that are doing that. Recruiting, you know what a headache? I mean, right now you're dealing with a quarterback that, you know, he's pissed because he lost the starting job. Now he wants to transfer and you got to massage this kid's ego or whatever. It's just, coaching would be, in college would be a disaster.
I'm not saying it's not like a bigger headache. Yes. I just don't think it's as hard. Yeah. The other part is like championships are also going to hurt Harbaugh on this. Like he's been successful everywhere he's been, but what does he have? One in a,
he's got one college football
title.
Correct.
That ain't enough. People are also going back. Get closer.
Yeah. Again, we're talking football. Someone says, what about John Wooden? We're not talking about he's talking college football and he's talking football coaches, not basketball coaches. I also think someone probably, if you go Colin Coward's argument, then Barry Switzer's in the mix of this as well, because he obviously was involved.
And you mentioned Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Johnson's a good example.
So there's a bunch there. I just think the cheating thing is a big part of it. Someone brought up Pete Carroll cheating. Here's where that one, I think he gets more of a pass, frankly, is he was involved with the Reggie Bush thing, which he was never personally connected to, which has since been, everybody agrees, was just completely ludicrous. So I don't think people view Pete Carroll as a cheater the way they maybe would view Harbaugh.
The same thing that goes on now.
Yeah. I also view, I'll just be, and this is like personal, obviously everyone can view it a little bit different. Do you guys view, I review recruiting cheating different than like I'm taping your practice. Like,
yeah,
paying players, I don't care. They were probably going to come to Michigan.
I agree with that. It's still cheating, but I know what you're saying.
You know,
100%.
It's a weighted cheating to me.
Wait, like, which is why Belichick, like, I think, which is
stupid, but I really
know what
do,
you're trying to say. Yeah.
I really do.
If there was a worst cheater, different. You would label Belichick as the worst cheater. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because he filmed people's. Way worse cheating.
That's a schematic advantage and all that. Now, recruiting is a huge part of your program, and cheating to get a better player is, having said talent on your team is also a huge freaking deal to be able to get. So interesting for conversation. I don't think I agree with Coward on Harbaugh being the greatest coach of all time. I'll tell you that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.